This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. We're all in the Navy Yard studio. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I'm good, brother. What's happening?
Not much, man. You're listening to B. Mitchell Finley. He's an NFL legend. I'm a big-eared blogger. And bang, landfill. System pick.
Nah, system pick.
System pick, dog.
Idiot kicker.
Who?
As soon as he kicked the ball out of bounds, I say they're going to lose this game.
That's the system. Come into Duval
ain't no
and not
damn.
Feel the pressure.
There shouldn't be no pressure. But the returner made the smartest decision, because most returners would have ran up and caught that ball instead of just letting it bounce and see if it's going to go out of bounds. But if the special teams coach told him to kick it anywhere close to the sideline, he should be fired, and the kicker for kicking out of bounds should be gone.
I tell you what, man, because these teams – I wish I remembered who was saying this. I heard this somewhere. So credit to someone somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the new kickoff rules,
yeah,
and more kickers are trying to land it in the landing zone, it does put some extra pressure on them late in games, because you're trying to place it rather than just boot it.
But place it down the middle of the field. Don't place it near the sideline where they can get it on the one place that they get the ball belting the 35 is out of bounds.
Sure.
You know, and I think Dave Tobe is still there in Kansas City. He's one of the best special teams coaches out there. I don't get that decision at all.
I mean, clearly, you know, Jacksonville's able to start with the ball there at the 40.
And then when he failed.
How about that play?
Dude,
Trevor Lawrence, fall on your ass.
Bruh.
Trevor Lawrence on that last drive made some absolute laser throws.
He did. And I'll tell you this, man. Just like in the game against us, when the ball bounced and McConkey catches it, everybody slowed down. When he hit the ground, it seemed like the D lineman slowed down instead of just speed up. Because if you jump on him right there, game's over. But nope.
He got to his feet.
He got up, and then everybody the one D tackle had his hands on him. The other D tackle basically knocked him off of it.
Throughout the game, I thought Mahomes was really excellent. Mahomes is excellent. That's not really saying much. Mm-hmm. But there was a play on the drive before where Kansas City took the lead, where the Jacksonville defensive tackle, I believe his name was Smith, had him. He had him.
Oh, yeah.
And Pat just gets out of it.
Oh, yeah. Pat fools you with his athleticism, because he kind of looked goofy when he's running.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's got a little bit of a dad bod and stuff. But yeah. I mean,
kind of like you.
Kind of, yeah. Mahomes was the leading rusher for Kansas City last night.
He was their leading rusher coming into the game.
I know.
Not good.
Quarterbacks on both teams were the leading rushers last night. Lawrence finished with 54 on the ground, 2 touchdowns on the ground. Mahomes finished with 60 on the ground, 1 touchdown on the ground. I want to start with Jacksonville because they went out and won that game.
Yeah.
If you think about, I mean, Jacksonville had red zone looks, goal line looks that they weren't able to score on.
The one that they knocked out early.
Yeah, and Kansas City deserves credit. Bolton's a fantastic player.
You got to credit Bolton because
he's a fantastic player.
You let that ball go first, just attack the ball.
Right. You can't lead with it like that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Kansas City made stops at their 1 yard line and their 3 yard line. You know, if Jacksonville is able to, I'm sorry, Kansas City made stops at their 2 yard line and their 9 yard line. But KC has a 99 yard pick six from the goal line also. Yeah. The play by that kid, Devin Lloyd, was tremendous.
Well, Devin Lloyd has what, 3 or 4 interceptions already this year?
I believe he leads the NFL with 4 interceptions. Starting with Jacksonville, they were impressive last night.
They were.
There were some interesting kind of clock management decisions by their young head coach, Liam Cohen, that I'm not sure I agreed with, especially end of the first half, not calling the timeout to save it. I get maybe you want to line up for a kick, but the way these guys can kick now is just, I mean, that their kicker at the end of the first half made a 50-yarder, I think, and like it was nothing. Maybe it was 52. I was impressed by Trevor Lawrence last night.
I was. I mean, he looks way different than he's looked his previous year.
Totally.
You know, something has clicked for him at this point.
I was impressed by the Jacksonville defense. Now, you're going against Mahomes. He's going to make plays. Kansas City's starting to get some receivers back. Thornton keeps making plays for them. Worthy, you see the speed. I thought in the second half, Pacheco and Hunt ran pretty well. But the Jags defense, they got some dudes, man.
Yes, they do.
That safety Wingard, really hard-hitting guy. I mean, he's crunched Hollywood Brown, where frankly I was kind of surprised Hollywood Brown held onto the ball.
Yeah.
Lloyd, we mentioned, is a good player. The dude, Alokun.
Lloyd can run, dog.
Lloyd can run.
But you saw Thornton ran up on him?
Yeah. I thought he was going to be able to punch the ball out.
Well, he high and tight.
Yeah.
He did the old Tiki Barber down the stretch.
I thought the kid Alokun was everywhere, finished with 14 tackles in that game. Mm. Jacksonville, they got something. They got something working there. And, like, as excited as I was to bet on them last night just because of the situation, if there's a rematch of Jacksonville and Kansas City, I look forward to betting on Kansas City in that rematch. But it was pretty impressive, man.
Yeah.
And the Jags are now 4-1.
But you look at the league right now, man. This year seems to be the closest to what they've been looking for. You don't know who's what. It's parity like hell out there now.
So I want to talk specifically about the Chiefs, but then I want to talk about the 3 presumed Super Bowl favorites in the Chiefs, the Ravens, and the Bills. The Ravens are
incredibly off the Ravens course. Out of it.
It's hard not to, especially not knowing the extent of the Lamar injury. But Sunday night, the Bills are hosting the Patriots. The Patriots' young quarterback, Drake May, leads them on a game-winning drive.
Yeah.
Pats look good, man. They're 3-2. The Bills, I think, are still the better team. They were just really sloppy in that game, but they went into Buffalo and won, something that is fairly difficult to do. Jacksonville last night, getting that win at home against Kansas City, does it change how you feel about the Jags?
Yeah. They impressed me last night. Their defense is far better than I thought. And offensively, with their running back, bro, they can put some pressure on people.
Etienne can play, man.
Etienne was always viewed, and I think Troy said it last night, once you get labeled with something, it's hard to run away from it. They just looked at him as a speed guy. But hell, he does more than just run, like fast. He knows he has damn good vision, catch the ball at the backfield, and when he comes out the backfield, ain't too many linebackers running with him.
No.
So they bring a little something out there. But the whole thing is Trevor Lawrence has taken that step. Last night, he looked like the Trevor Lawrence we saw in college. These previous
using his legs.
His first 3, 4, 5 years now, he has not looked good. But last night, he was tucking that thing and going quickly.
He's honestly looked pretty good throughout the season. Jacksonville's an interesting team. Like, if you're a Jags fan, I think you have real reason to be excited. Good for them to get that win in that environment. Especially they were down. I mean, they were down 14-0 in the second quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of teams
came roaring back.
A lot of teams down 14-0, especially to the Chiefs. They don't get off the mat, and I thought Jacksonville got off the mat every time. I mean, you're down 28-24, 2 minutes to play, and you get done what you need to.
That's what I say. These are all professional athletes.
Now, the flip side of this one is, what do you think of the Chiefs now? The Chiefs had won 2 in a row.
I still think the Chiefs are going to give people problems. You know, you if they're at home, they win that game. I just believe that. Being down there, you know, it's a different ball game. That team is still potent.
And Rice
now,
is coming
I can
back.
Say this.
I think Rice is back.
Their offensive line, Jacksonville offensive line basically limited Jones and his crew for a long time.
I was kind of surprised, yeah.
Jones didn't start getting hot till like down the last stretch.
Right. Yeah. I think Bolton was by far, Bolton and McDuffie.
Bolton's the best player on the field for them last night.
Dude, how about the missed pass interference in that thing?
Yeah.
But,
I mean, it's let's be real.
It happens.
It happens all the time.
But that was egregious.
It was egregious in our game when the dude grabbed Debo and did was face guard and never looked at the ball.
Yeah, but at least that wasn't an interception. Like, they didn't lose the ball.
But I'm just saying, they make those mistakes all the time. And these referees are some of them aren't good. Just say it like that.
Chiefs are now 2-3. You've got a pair of 3-2 teams in that division in the Chargers and the Broncos. The Chargers have lost 2 in a row to the Giants and the Commanders, respectively. The Broncos just had a huge win over the Eagles in Philly. White Brian, give me odds on the AFC West. Do you still take the Chiefs to win that division?
I think the Chiefs play against the Chargers again. The Chiefs going to whoop the Chargers' ass.
The Chargers' O-line problems.
The Chargers got them in that game in Brazil.
Right.
It ain't going to happen if they go. And that was their home game, the Chargers' home game at that time.
Yep.
They go to Kansas City, they ain't winning that game. Especially the way they're depleted offensively right now, too.
The Chargers' offensive line issues are significant, and it's going to really impact what they can do. I'm also, did we get an injury update on Amarion Hampton? Not just because I have him. Yeah, he's now on IR with an ankle injury, so that's at least 4 games.
His ankle is that bad?
I suppose it is, B.
Man.
What about Denver? Now, Denver's a team that showed something last year.
They did. They did. I worry about, with Denver, the thing that annoys me is their coach, okay? Because
confident fellow.
It ain't just the confidence. It's the overly arrogant
sure.
way he does it. He begin to like think it's all about him instead of all about his players. And when I see coaches like that, I think down the stretch, somebody going to run up against him that has a little bit more clout than him and not as arrogant as he is and going to just school him. That's all I see.
I mean, he's been to the top of the mountain, though. He's a Super Bowl winner, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's shown that he can get it done.
He had it done before.
Yeah, the Chargers are favorites at plus 150,
still?
Then the Chiefs at plus 185, then the Broncos at plus 210.
All right.
I think I'd like the Broncos out of that.
But see, the thing of it is, Jay, he won the Super Bowl before, yes, and then I think he had lightning in the bottle with that Saints team. Let's be real.
Yeah.
And a player could go to the Super Bowl as long ago as he did. We're not going to be still saying that player, well, he'd been to the Super Bowl. We're going to say, well, he don't play like that anymore. We'll see if he still has that in him.
So, just so we're clear, the system was accurate last night.
Last night it was, but it ain't accurate often, Jay.
Landfill, would you like to give me credit for the successful system pick? That's a thumbs down from Landfill. Jeffrey? System? Yeah, Jeff's my guy. White Brian? We nailed it, dog.
You know what?
Sure.
It's amazing that when the system works, he wants to get credit. When it doesn't, he just ignores it.
Hey man, you got to live by a code. That's all I'm saying.
So the code is ignore it, don't address it. You got that Stephen A. When you do it, when you make a mistake, you just ignore it.
Nah, who is it? Floyd, right? You only show the wins.
Right, that dude there too. When he make the mistake, boy, you never hear about it again. When he's right though, you hear it all day.
I think. I mean, we're held accountable on the bets. Why Brian reads them every day? There was also some really good baseball last night. I don't know if anybody watched.
Didn't watch, but we saw that the Phillies lost another one.
Yeah,
and they going home now, right? They got another game.
This one is best of five, I believe. So they got one more.
One more?
Probably heading out to L.A. now, which the way that—
But they lost both of them at home, then, if that's the case.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Schwarber and Harper and Trey Turner, like, the former Nats up there are getting nothing done. Just can't get a hit. This dude, is it? I think it's Mizorowski. They call him Miz.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you saw any of this. The Brewers rookie just that throws gas.
Mm-hmm.
Hit 104 last night.
Mm-hmm. Will you hit that, Jeff?
Jeff, don't even pretend, dude.
Nah.
He'll throw that thing inside. Next time he come with a pitch, he throw it on the outside of the plate, you'll be outside the batter's box.
Listen to these numbers from Mizorowski last night. He threw 57 pitches, okay?
Mm-hmm.
31 of them were at least 100 miles an hour.
Hey, man. That's— How old is he?
I mean, he's a true rookie. He looks like he's 14. I don't know. He's 6'7". He's 23.
6'7". Oof.
Hey, imagine that ball coming off the mound.
That's like when— what's the guy used to be in Arizona?
Randy Johnson.
Yeah, and like, but Randy threw that thing side on.
Yeah, dude.
Have you jumping out the damn box?
Remember when he exploded that bird?
Yeah.
All right. Listen. Just listen to these numbers. Mizorowski throws 57 pitches. 31 were at least 100. A dozen were 102 or higher.
Hey, man. Some people got it.
That is—
some people don't.
Speed, man.
That's like when I went against the Nolan Ryan when I was down in Virginia Beach, the pitching machine.
So what? It was a pitching machine that pitching machine that simulated what?
It's 104, and you better swing soon as you see the ball drop. Swing, because if you don't, you won't hit. You won't touch it.
Dude, I gotta be honest. I'm not staying in the box against 104.
Well, but see, that
at least a pitching machine, you know, you think you know where it's going.
So once you let a few of them hit, you see where it's going. You just stand in there, you can get it.
I cannot. I am the opposite of Jeff. I admit my athletic shortcomings, and I ain't touching 104. At my advanced age, I don't know that I'm touching like 75. If I got to stand in and watch it and time it, maybe I can get that.
When I said that about Josiah Gray, that if he just throws straight down the middle, y'all looked at me like I was crazy.
But, Jeff.
I'm saying off a machine.
That's the thing about it, though.
Machine.
You can't tell a pitcher to just throw it down the middle. He has a chance to throw it inside a little bit. You know?
Yeah, a human pitcher is different.
Let you feel
than
that wind go by you. And then
I've
come
felt
again,
the wind before.
You be—
Yes, but I believe, JP.
Jeff.
If you know that man is throwing down the middle, you'll at least foul tip one.
But see, this is the thing about
it. 104?
If the machine is throwing it down the middle, yes, because I know it's going to probably go to the same spot every time. That pitcher don't have that much control to throw it in that same spot every time.
Hold on, Jeff. You think you can touch 104 even off a machine?
Give me
you can touch it off a machine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was killing it when I was down there. I kept hitting it because—
Have you ever played baseball before? It's different.
If you just see it.
I'm not very good at baseball.
I'm telling you.
Well, of course.
As soon as it did this, as soon as that ball goes, whoop, swing. That's all I'm telling you.
From the hand to the release and watch it to the back.
No. You see it come around on the little machine. As soon as that ball gets dropped, start swinging. Because that thing was coming, bro. And when you hit it, look, it's like your hands are—
I mean.
It hurts.
So today you got Tigers Mariners in Detroit at 4:00. That series is tied 1-1. And then the Yankees fighting for their lives in the Bronx tonight, going against Justin Bieber and the Toronto Blue Jays. Yanks down 2-0, man. I'm sure the Yankee fans— you nervous, Jeff, in the aquarium?
What'd you say?
You nervous, Yanks tonight?
No, I'm not nervous, bro.
Well, you should be. Toronto's hitting everything in sight, man. All right. Fun sports night last night. I shouldn't have stayed up. I was very sleepy. It sounds like you stayed up too.
No, I slept early.
So
when I got home yesterday, bro, I went to sleep.
So I didn't get to do that. I went to Channel 4. Then I went and coached soccer. But you know what worked out in my favor? The girls wanted to watch a movie on Apple TV called Puppy Place.
So you went to go to sleep?
And I said, Lauren, I'll watch. I'm going to sit here and watch this movie with these kids. And I was out. Puppy Place did. Puppy Place versus the Red Eye.
Puppy Place put
Puppy
you
Place
in.
Loses. It was, and that game was just really fun to watch, flipping to some baseball and some breaks. It was crazy to see De'Ami Brown having a big role for Jacksonville, and he did make a big catch on that last drive, but he had some balls hit him in the hands and in the chest that you would have liked to see caught. I wanted to switch things back to the Commanders. How do we interpret a really dominant performance defensively on the scoreboard for three quarters in Sunday's game against the Chargers? How do we look at this defense after they gave up? They couldn't stop Atlanta at all. They were able to make stops, create turnovers against LA. Are the problems still there? Are they on the right track? We're going to do a deep dive into the Commanders' defense. Commanders tight end John Bates will join us at 11:30. Barstool Nate at noon. Ryan Leonard from the Washington Capitals will join us at 12:45. Really excited to talk to Leno. Caps season starts tomorrow night. I don't know if you can believe it. I'm ready for some hockey. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel is getting you ready for kickoff with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet. Bet $5. And if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style. FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is finally here, and the only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to download the FanDuel app today and get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager or only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, so we're trying to work something out. Friend of the program, Matt Swope, is the head baseball coach at University of Maryland. Shout out to the Dirty Terps. He has said he'll get their pitching machine going. He'll start at 75 and go up from there 5 miles an hour per and see what he can do. Matt believes Jeff will be able to make some contact, but he thinks at 90 and above, he'll have no chance.
I'm with that. I like content.
Now, Jeff,
I'm not scared to give it a try.
You are always talking about it. Are you ready to be about it?
I'm with it. I'm with it. We could get the cameras. Shoot, y'all could come out there.
Oh, we gonna get cameras.
The Comrex going.
Oh, I'm not doing all that.
And if I take 1 yard, coach.
Yard.
Off of one of his pitchers.
If I take 1 yard off of one of your pitches.
And they throw any pitch they want.
Any pitch they want. You got to let me get
How many pitches did it be? 9?
I get an inning. I get 3 outs.
So that's, okay.
Yeah. It won't take 9. It won't take
give
9.
Give me your best pitcher, coach. I need one that only throws it only 90. Right, and he has a sick curve.
If throw I take curves, him yard.
Jeff is going to be out the box all day.
If I take him yard, you got to let me dress up in uniform and sit on the bench
on the
one
end.
Game.
On yep. the end.
I'll be on the end.
But
I'm cool.
But you can't talk.
Nah. Yeah. I got to be like, Riley.
You can rally. You can do everything they do, but you just can't be talking about other stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'm with that.
Just let me sit there with my shades on looking cool. You know how they be leaning over the end of the bench like that? Just let me do that for one game. I'm cool.
All right, so your ask is to sit on the bench in uniform.
If you take somebody yard.
Yep, if I take somebody yard.
You're not going to take anybody yard.
All right, at least if I hit like a triple.
No,
or something.
A yard. Leave it at that. That's the coach knows a guarantee while we sit on the damn bench.
I bet Swope would let you. I don't know if he's going to let you sit on the bench.
Because he's not going to hit a yard.
Maybe he'd let him hang out in the bullpen or something. I kind of want to do that.
Some
sunflower seeds.
I like the bet.
All right.
And I could throw bet in practice.
No. You can't add nothing to it.
Yo, you're not going to help those. Honestly, BP is probably about right for your.
Yeah. You throw it to bet in practice to their little cousins.
All right.
And they probably take you yard.
I think the best day for this will be October 21st, Jeff.
What day is that?
It's a Tuesday. We're off. We're here. We just drive over to College Park afterward.
How you know we're off?
We're not. We're not in Ashburn. It's the play.
Oh, okay.
Tuesday is the day to get stuff done.
Cause you know I'm already thinking. Hey, it's warm day. I'm playing golf.
Maryland. We can play Maryland. We'll let Jeff. Get
I play Maryland a lot after we get off of work here.
We'll let Jeff get embarrassed in the batting cages.
Then take him to the
then
golf
we'll
course.
Take Jeff to get embarrassed on the golf course.
He doesn't want to go to Maryland.
Maybe Swope will play with us.
He goes to Maryland play golf. He's gonna be embarrassed big time.
I do not get embarrassed playing golf.
Jeff,
I
you
know
don't get
I
embarrassed
garbage.
Doing anything.
Yeah, because I'm giving it my best try. And I
That's
might take
true.
Him yard.
That's
I may
not,
take him yard.
He do get embarrassed. See, he subtly told me some little things last time we played. Like, man, I got to get better.
Yeah, I realize I have to get better, but I'm not embarrassed.
He hit the ball so far right over Hayes Point on the, second hole?
Into the river?
Nah.
Into
like,
the parking lot?
Well, we played in the white course, and we couldn't find it. I mean, it was so deep in the woods, man.
I was practicing my hunting skills.
All right, we're going to get out there. We're going to make that happen.
I'm with that.
All right, B. With these Commanders.
Yeah.
They got down 10-0 early. L.A.'s moving the ball at will early.
Then, hold on.
Uh-oh.
I have to read this. I have a better chance at winning a spelling bee than Jeff ever hit the 90-plus-mile ball.
That's from our friend Greg that cannot spell. I also think Greg's accurate. All right. So first two drives of the game, this is in the first quarter. Washington gives up well over 100 yards of offense.
Yeah.
Then Quan Martin makes a play that really kind of saved that game. Dan Quinn opened his remarks yesterday by talking about, you know, sometimes there's a play in a game that changes everything, and that was Quan for us yesterday.
Okay.
It's literally how he opened it. He said, sometimes I do talk about winning time moments and the importance of that. For us, I feel like defensively the 2 minute, the half, or the end of the game, the 4 minute drive, but today I'd also like to talk really how one play can set it off, and that was Quan Martin. That's the one that's something that needed to take place, and sometimes we can expect where it's going to happen or who it's from, but often it's even better when it's the kind of perfect person to do that, because I thought Quan really led all day with his play, with his voice, and everyone fed off that. That play changed the entire game. You can look at the stats before and after. I've been pretty vocal in what I think Quan Martin is as a player. But big picture, Brian. Yeah. So from that moment forward, L.A. never scored again. Now, Sammer still did have a pick at the goal line where L.A. was able to move the ball again. Defensively, through five games, where do you think this group is?
I think they're, if I'm going to put it on a scale of 100%, I'm going about, they're only at about 65, 70% for me. Because what I saw in the second half, was the best football they played all year. We saw them do some things against the Giants, and then we saw them come back against the Raiders. But the two games other than those, Atlanta and Green Bay, they did nothing, okay? Then they came into that game, started off, and they were giving up yards, and then they made some adjustments, and things changed. Maybe the fact that they went into a game and they were struggling and made some assignment adjustments on things like that and so I had to approach it in a different manner, and they had success. Now they have a different level of confidence going into the games moving forward. So I'm, listen, this is, you know how I think. Once you show me you have that, I expect that. So now I'm expecting what I saw in that second half. I'm expecting the things I saw, because in that second half, they followed up what they did against the Raiders and also the Giants. So I'm expecting it now.
For me, I think defensively in the run game, they've been pretty good. I think Javon Kinlaw and Daron Payne, Dan Quinn yesterday talked about, you know, I think things start with Payne and Kinlaw in the middle. And I agree with him on that. And I think they've been good in the run game. Defensively, if you look at the run statistics, they are 17th in rush yards allowed. And a lot of that is probably Herbert really beat them up with his legs. In the pass, though, B, I just still have a lot of concerns.
Yeah, the pass game, like early on, you saw I saw exactly the same setup, lineup. Like, you know, when you got that little trips bunch, they were moving that one guy away, they had to double. And they were running the exact same route. Early on in that game, they were wide open like they were in Atlanta. But the D-line got pressure, and he couldn't get back to them. Later in the game, they made an adjustment to where when those guys broke out, they were covered. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they made an adjustment there. But still, if we go back to Atlanta, we go back to Green Bay, what happened in those games when they ran those routes? They didn't have them covered. And nobody got pressure. They played complimentary football in the game the last three quarters of the game against the Chargers.
Yeah.
They played complimentary football. If they can play complimentary football moving forward, they can be good. But if they don't get pressure, they're going to have problems.
They almost seem like similar to when they got things going in the second half of last season. This team is built on pressuring the quarterback, trying to generate turnovers because they know they're going to give stuff up in the pass game. They want to, like, to me, the blueprint for how this defense is relatively successful, and remember, it's all relative because they think their offense is going to be able to carry them. But the relative success for this Commanders defense is built on stopping the run, generating pass rush, and trying to create turnovers. It's not going to be what the Broncos are right now, where they can really shut your pass game down because they have the corners on the outside.
So their cornerbacks are sticky.
Well, that's the Broncos are really good because they're really good on all three levels.
Yeah, yeah. But like, even when you have cornerbacks that are very sticky, you don't get pass rush, a receiver in the NFL will get open. And if you got any good quarterback, they're going to find the ball to throw to him. You know what I mean? Because if a guy, the cornerbacks that are good, like the dude Stingley and all them, they are handsy as hell too. But the fact that they are naturally good, the referees are always calling on them. They call on St. Juice all the time because he was grabbing, holding on for dear life. If that receiver runs around enough, you'll get some interferences on him too. All that stuff counts. But you got to get pressure. And in the games when the defensive backs got cooked, they weren't getting pressure.
Totally. I mean, it's – you never apologize for beating a team, right? But the Chargers' offensive line was kaput. They were missing both tackles. Another one went down in the game. They generated pressure, and that's what you're supposed to do. So defensively, we don't know what they are. Certainly trending the right direction, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
You shut a team down for three quarters, you got to be excited about it. Yeah. The challenge against the Bears is going to look different. Let's examine the challenge against the Bears when we return. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, so the way I look at it, Washington's defense is built to stop the run, pressure the quarterback, try to create turnovers. They're never going to be a low passing yardage total defense because when they play man on the outsides, they unfortunately have gotten burned in a couple games. When they go to the zone stuff and just play up high and not get beat deep, there's a lot of soft spots underneath. And you saw Herbert really take advantage of that in the second half, and then he threw the goal line pick, and then they were just cooked. Like once the O-line injuries kept going. But, I mean, does that sound kind of fair through five games? That's kind of where I identify this defense.
But I think if they can get pressure when they go, man, they can still be good against the pass.
In the two games they tried it, Green Bay and Atlanta, it didn't work.
But we've seen there are certain times when even Kinlaw and Payne, they get so much pressure up the middle to where they affect quarterbacks. And then you get Dorrance and his crew coming off the edge to be able to do some things. Those guys are going to have to be able to do that in the man game as well.
Sure.
So, you know, and like when you meet up against a team that has trouble in the offensive line, take advantage of their asses. They'll do it to us.
And the Bears have been part of that, right? Yeah. Interestingly, with Washington's defense, they're 24th in yards allowed, but 9th in points allowed. So clearly they're opportunistic when it matters. Yeah. I think like the Samerstil goal line interception is a big example
of that.
And
then also it gets a little tighter down there. Offenses also, they know that space is – all them people in that little space is hard.
Hell, we saw it 3 times in the game last night.
Yes.
Chiefs had the turnover. The Jags had a turnover on downs, had a fumble at the goal line.
Things have to be a lot more perfect down that way.
Looking ahead to this Bears game, and we're like a week out, so we don't need to dig too deep into the Bears right now, but the Bears are pretty damn bad at running the football. DeAndre Swift, I want to say, is averaging 3.3 yards per carry. The Bears are pretty reliant on Caleb Williams, and then specifically Caleb Williams to Rome Odunze.
Mm-hmm.
Odunze's been terrific through 5 games, got almost 300 yards receiving, and he has 5 touchdowns already.
Wow.
He's averaging about 15 yards per catch. He's averaging 75 a game and 15 yards per catch. Odunze's been a major, major threat. I think that was the expectation last year when they drafted him. I think Chicago was pretty damn broken last year. It seems like they are kind of figuring things out in Chicago. What do you early look ahead concerns for Odunze and Caleb Williams? You think it's all about pressure?
I think pressure. I mean, and we know Caleb likes to play off schedule, so and if he's go off schedule, you get a chance, hit him.
Caleb, what's interesting is Caleb's been fantastic against the blitz.
Mm-hmm.
He's been, I think that's one thing he and Ben Johnson worked on in attempting to keep him on schedule. Is like identify the blitz, figure out what's hot, and then you can just go.
Mm-hmm.
Like just get rid of it rather than start running around backwards and everything. So to
me, the thing about that, when that pressure comes, people resort back to what they know. Does he know that now? Is he totally into that? Because I watched some game where he still starts to roam and roam and roam and roam.
I think for me, to slow down Caleb, interior pressure. Like if Kinlaw and Payne can impact the game like they did against the Giants, if Kinlaw and Payne can impact the game, and Johnny Newton too. Johnny Newton's been really good.
Yeah.
I honestly, in the past game, I think Eddie Goldman's been good. I think Eddie Goldman is more of a run stopper. I thought Jacob Martin was the name I meant to say.
Nah, I like Jake.
Von Miller's been good. Like in the against Chicago, you'd like to generate pressure with your D line and not have to send blitzers.
Mm-hmm.
Because Caleb can hurt you with his legs a little bit, but just his ability to make plays behind the line of scrimmage.
Time.
I think that's the key in this thing. But if the Washington offense, sometimes the best defense is a good offense. If Washington can run the ball and Bill's role continues to expand and you're able to just control the clock and then Caleb's pressing, I think that's your best track.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Chicago is god-awful defensively against the run. They're last in the league against the run. Washington, I mean, the numbers that stack up really well for the Commanders in this game, and we'll look at it more. The Bears, through 4 games, are 31st in the NFL in yards allowed. They give up the highest yards per carry in the NFL.
They gave up over 200 yards rushing to the Raiders.
Right.
And everybody that ran the ball was over 4.5 yards per carry. Geno was 7.8. I think one guy was 4.5. Genty was about 7.6 or something like that. And the other, their backup running back was damn near 13 yards a carry.
Crazy. That's crazy. John Bates is going to join us at 11:30. Nobody go anywhere. We're talking about who's made the biggest addition to the Commanders' offense through five games. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.